Hey, sports bettors, welcome to 1220 Thursday. And real quick note, today's note is strategizing here basically on capping and finishing out the NFL season as well as your college bowl season. This reminds us a lot of when you have in the middle of the summertime in July, latter part of July with MLB, and certain teams are tanking it, certain teams are selling off, certain teams are protecting going already into the following year. And so you really got to be careful with that, especially in the NFL games with the lines and the injuries and everything else going on. So we tend to suggest heading over to college hoops real quick, because you're starting to develop and get enough data and information on some of the teams and starting to develop who they're going to be probably for the next couple of months, finishing out the spring. And so we feel like there's going to be more value and also more gaps and more holes. Whereas the NFL's got every bit of data and information out there for the lines makers, the odds makers. So biggest recommendation is to, if you haven't already, go easy on the NFL. Certainly use teasers to help cushion that on some of these, and make sure you're flowing through one, if not two or three, of the key numbers on your doing your teasers in the NFL the last couple weeks here. But we recommend a piece of advice from a wise old fart to transition away from the NFL. Go easy on the bowl games, just because so many different. You're not dealing with the same apples. You got different apples, and really start to delve deep into the college hoops and any NBA as far as that goes, and NHL. So that's our piece of advice for today. Quick minute for you, couple minutes, couple winners. All right, guys, appreciate the listenership. We'll be back tomorrow.